Obviously, thanks for joining us again on short notice. Mm-hmm. I've got Will here with me. So we're going to go ahead and open it up. I'm going to let him say just a couple words to get it started, and then after that, obviously, as you know, it's an open line. So if you're talking over someone, please just hold back, let them ask their question, and then we'll get back to you as soon as we can. So, Will, take it away.
Well, I'm very excited. It's an amazing day. It's a great day for me and my family, and I'm very glad to be able to spend the next 5 years of my career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, hopefully more than that. I'm just ready to go. Any questions?
Hey, Will, it's Greg Allman with The Times. Just wanted to ask you how seriously you looked at going into free agency and what the key was to the Bucs being able to lock you up and keep you around.
Well, me and my representation sat down for a while, and we really discussed and went over everything, all the numbers, all the pros and cons. I feel like Tampa came with an offer that I couldn't say no to. I love the area. I love the team. I have a relationship with everybody in the locker room, and I really respect the knowledge of all the coaches that we have.
Will, they've had a lot of roles for you over the years. You're an end that goes inside to play tackle. Do you get a sense that there's some continuity now in terms of how they see you best lining up on the field?
I believe so. I feel like I've been putting very good positions every time that I stepped on the field. I don't feel like I've been put to a disadvantage of my abilities, and it's only made me a more stronger and flexible player. So I feel like that came into play with them wanting to be able to extend me and give me a bigger or better role here.
Will, how do you feel like you've grown since you first became a Buccaneer?
Well, I came into the league a little knucklehead, so I matured a lot. I've had the opportunity to be around some guys consistently to help me grow in the locker room, like Gerald, Mike when he was here, Clinton, Akeem, almost at Levante, D-Jack. Everybody has helped me grow. All the coaches that have helped me grow. And my play has also grown as well with being around those same guys. So I feel like overall I've become a man as I journeyed through the NFL these last 4 years.
Hey, Will, it's Roy Cummings. Talking to you. Thanks for doing this. We appreciate it. Hey, when you sign a deal like this, sometimes, you know, when you consider the money and everything else and your stature with the team, it kind of, you know, leaves you as a leader of the defense. Do you feel that way, that you're now one of the leaders of this defense going forward?
That's a great question. I feel like the leadership in our locker room is very flexible because you have to be able to follow the lead, and I can follow the role of anybody else, but when I have to step up and say what I need to say, I can. And I feel like everybody would respect it just like I would respect everybody else.
Hey, Will, you've been through a ton of change since you arrived in 2013. Did Mike Smith re-signing and the commitment the Glazers made to bring him back for a couple of years, did that have any impact, do you feel, on your decision?
That definitely was a great thing for the team and organization. Mike Smith brought a lot to the defense with the new scheme and being able to game plan, and that was an awesome thing. But this really just came down to the choice that I had to make for me and my family. And like I said, they put me in a situation that I felt like would help me prosper outside of football.
Will, what has this reward for you meant, especially after the season that you had last year where, you know, you had some challenges, you know, on the field with the injury, but also off the field as well?
Well, you know, that's a tough one to answer. Yeah. You asked me again one more time, so I'll make sure I answer it the right way.
Okay. Well, to be able to be rewarded for something like this, last season you had some challenges on the field, you know, with suffering a dislocated elbow. That's a tough injury right there. And also, too, you know, situation with your dad and being sick and everything, and you know that weighs on a person. So for you to be able to overcome all that, that's not easy. You know, nobody ever wants to go through something like that. I think I speak for everybody on this call when I say, you know, how heartbroken you were when you learned about your dad and everything. You know, what has it meant to be rewarded for, you know, how you persevered through all that?
I'm actually just glad, because as the whole process was going, when I decided to bring my dad down and take care of him, we talked about it being an important year in football. And he was actually a very strong pillar that I could lean on and he could lean on me. We both shared positive energy with each other. And, it was tough, but the guys in the locker room really helped out. This organization helped out so much. They were behind me the whole way. If it's anything I needed, they gave it to me. And I remembered that during this process. So, like I say all the time, like it's more than football here. I feel like it's a family atmosphere, and these guys really look out for you in the long run.
Hey, Will, you mentioned that you've really matured a lot here in the last few years since you came into the league. We all remember that when you came in. What is it that you've learned about the process in terms of preparing for a season and getting through a season? What do you know now that you didn't know then when you first came into the league? What did you learn about that?
Well, when I first came into the league, I thought it was about how strong or how fast you were or what you can do. But it's really about the knowledge and the process of your mental preparation. If you prepare mentally, everything else will come because nothing really changes but the speed of your mind, having to decipher a play or formation tendencies down in distance, what position they're on the field. So it's really a mental battle when you come into the league.
Will, you mentioned your elbow. Will, just want to ask you about your elbow, how you're doing coming back from that, and whether that'll hold you back in terms of OTAs or mini camps or anything this spring.
Well, as of now, I've been 100% clear, so I don't think there'll be any setbacks.
Thanks, Will.
Anything else, guys?
Yeah, I got one more, Nelson, real quick. Will, when people think of defensive end, defensive lineman in particular, I mean, Gerald dealt with this battle. They think pass rush. They think sacks. That's not necessarily your game. You're more of a run stopper. But how do you feel about your ability to get after the passer? Is that something you still want to get better at and get to the point where you can be an 8, 9, 10 sack guy?
My whole goal is to become an elite pass rusher, to be honest with you. I wouldn't label myself as a run defender. I feel like with the opportunities that I've had to rush the passer, I've progressed, but hopefully within these next few seasons, I become an elite pass rusher, because that's the goal, to be honest with you. It's a forward passing league. It's good to stop the run because you have to get to stop the run for them to pass, but I want to be out there on third down rushing too, so... You know, it's really up to me to get out there and best that I can.
Well, you guys had so many injuries along the defensive line last year, but in a way, was that a blessing for you because you could actually go out there, stay on the field more, play more snaps, and show that you can do more?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a blessing. I'd hate to see somebody go down on the team or from out the locker room, but I did give me and other guys an opportunity, and I feel like I maximized my opportunity. And I was just glad that they had the faith and confidence in me to be out there, you know, and get the job done.
Will, your rookie classmate Mike Glennon is there's a lot of talk about him getting a giant contract and being a starter somewhere. What can you say about him, you know, knowing him since you came in together and what he might be experiencing now?
Mike is an amazing guy, but really I've been focusing on what's been going on with me with my free agency process and the stuff that's going on with today. I'm pretty sure whatever he does, it's going to be awesome.
Will, are you trying to do any recruiting now, maybe with some of the guys that are, still with the team but might hit free agency or anything like that, trying, hey, guys, let's keep this group together?
I've been recruiting since I first walked in this door 4 years ago. I love to stick with my whole draft class, man. Like I said, to me, it's a family type of thing. When I'm in the locker room, I look at everybody like brothers. And when you sweat, bleed, and go through the type of things we need to endure to be professional athletes, I will look at everybody like a brother. And they know it's all love from me, whether they're here or not.
Well,